Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Back in, thanks to Ben Maller, Fox Sports Radio. He joins us Thursdays at 7:15. You, of course, hear him overnights right here on 610 Sports Radio. College football, college sports in general, there are a lot of times they're like, man, I'd love to be a fly on the wall. This is not one of those instances. I do not want to be a fly on the wall in any of these meetings that are going on around college athletics right now.
Hard pass.
This would be atrocious because they're going on. People are talking all over the place. What are you doing? What do you think we should do? Here's the contingencies. Heard the SEC commissioner come out and say, oh, yeah, we got 15 to 20 contingencies for the season. And that's just the consensus ones, let alone everybody's individual opinions on things. Yesterday, a piece in USA Today by Dan Walken, college football writer, who spoke to
Chris's brother?
Christopher, yes, Christopher Walken's brother. I can't do a... Do you do a Christopher Walken? I don't... I'm always willing to do a bad impression, no. But I can't do a Christopher Walken. I can only get like Jeremy Stewart.
what?
Dan Walken. Not great.
Can't
get it out of my head now.
Hello.
Yeah. he spoke to a bunch of administrators and getting their honest assessment, he says, under the condition of anonymity, because no one wants to put their name on it right now, right? But that the level of uncertainty over the last week or so has grown, and that the next couple weeks, very, very crucial to determine whether or not we're going to have college football at all. There was some optimism that they could start and finish on time, much like the college campus openings. They're like optimistic. We're starting school a couple weeks early in the college ranks, ending around Thanksgiving for a lot of them to hopefully beat the second wave. And college football was optimistic. Maybe they could be in that camp. And now suddenly, according to Walken's piece, there's a lot of people saying, I don't know if it's going to work. We might have to put this off. Spring isn't out of the realm of possibility. Starting a season, not finishing the season, not out of the realm of possibility. Conferences going off on their own and starting a season, while others do not, could be a possibility. That if conferences could go, then they're just scrapping non-con, and they're just going to play each other and go. But not all conferences may be ready to go. Different states might not be ready to go. The level of concern about teams contracting coronavirus. LSU, Clemson, K-State, all among those that have drawn from around the rest of college football. Meanwhile, Penn State's athletic director, Sandy Barber, speaking as well this week, still says that the spring would be the last resort.
We all know it. We started talking about the spring in March. and at that time, we were far more pessimistic than we were 4 weeks ago. And I think even more pessimistic than we are today. I think there are lots of challenges. It would be a last resort. And I think one of the biggest challenges, and it's probably the biggest one in my mind, is the proximity to then the next season. And frankly, a second lost spring ball.
Mm. Sounds like Sandy's not looking forward to the challenge.
No. So they started talking about it in March, and she giggled. And you're like, yeah, you started talking about the spring in March. That makes sense. But the next
spring,
they were talking about in March, they were already thinking about what's going to happen the next spring. I mean, I don't care if you miss spring football or not. I mean, it's – come on. but if they're going to eventually go back
– I mean, come on.
You know, it's like my worry wouldn't be, hey, let's move the regular season to spring because we might, if we don't, we might lose spring. If we do this, we might lose spring ball.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, my God.
I mean, you're playing real games. Who cares? But I think the other logistics are a mess, though. I mean, moving games, getting your television partners on board. I think all those things have a huge dynamic that would be an absolute mess. Trying to slam all of the sports basically in the spring semester. At every campus and every television network and all the things that you're doing and all the logistics would be a mess. So that would be indeed be a last resort from that perspective.
College football is just an absolute hot mess right now.
But again, the biggest problem, no overseeing body. And if you're to believe that there is a second wave, are you going to get it in anyway? And if you're not ready to start and you don't think you can finish, this is a question for all the leagues, and you don't think you can finish, is it worth starting? And I think from college athletics, especially because I know it's a business too, but it's not a business for the guys that are playing and the gals that are playing. And I don't agree with putting all of those athletes out there to make a buck that ain't their buck. There's incentive for a Major League Baseball player to go out and play 60 games. There's incentive for an NFL player to want to play a complete season. There's still no incentive for a college kid other than, hey, man, you might lose a year of your college experience.
Like, they do realize that, like, the NCAA as a whole, you're getting dangerously close to, like, just being like, yeah, they're employees. Fine, we'll pay them. Like, if that's – because that seems to be what they're starting to realize right now is that – And this isn't breaking news for anyone. They've always realized it,
but they're close to having to admit it.
Yeah, that's what makes you your money. And, like, you have to finally say, okay, we got to make money. That's why we got to get these students back. Well, you can't force all the rest of the students to come back. So you're going to have to get really dangerously close to admitting something that these are your employees.
Something that you've been trying for a long, long time not to admit.
Just took Corona to finally make it happen.
Various people I've talked with as well. Seems like there's various opinions no matter who you talk to. Some are pretty optimistic that there's going to be a season. Others are like, I don't know if there's going to be.
There's zero chance this happens.
They for sure are not going to be on the same page. And then there's this. If you believe baseball's commissioner, Rob Manfred, he appeared on the Dan Patrick Show. And in terms of baseball, he says they were medically advised to finish their regular season by the end of September to hopefully beat a spike.
Everybody has certain things that you accept as really good advice. One of the pieces of advice we received early on from the medical experts, the pandemic experts that we've been working with, is that by the end of September, the risk of another spike and a shutdown was going up dramatically. Given that, one of our guiding principles, we were going to finish no later than September 27th, which was the scheduled date, and we were going to play the postseason on its normal calendar.
Okay, I got to take him at his word here. But I know for sure television didn't want them to extend either, because they're thinking football. They had schedules they needed to juggle. So you can say that there was a medical reason for it. I think there was a bigger television reason for it.
Well, and you'd also have
to be the case. So, but if you believe the medical side of it, then if they're being told end of September, look out for October, well, when's the meat of college football? October.
Yeah, that could be problematic.
September into October, you're getting the meat of the college football calendar. Does that make any sense to be doing that then? The NFL obviously plays a little bit longer, but they'd be going in October as well. We're not hearing these things necessarily for dire October. So I think there's a fear of it. Yes. But there's also, I'm going to take the grain of salt being your television partners also said, hey, we don't have the window for you guys to be screwing around with a November postseason.
Well, you'd assume that they would be getting similar or somewhat similar type of advice from medical professionals, right? Like, I mean, infectious disease experts seem to be in somewhat of an agreement about how the direction of this is going to go. Now, there's still obviously a lot of uncertainty. That's usually the caveat before the explanation of what they think. Like, well, we don't really know, but here's my opinion, right?
Yeah.
And so I think that right now, you know, and granted, the NFL, when Fauci said, I don't think, you know, it's going to happen this year, the NFL's like, well, that's not what our doctor said. Shut up, Fauci. Like, I do think that they have to be getting somewhat similar information, though, right? Like, someone has to have at least whispered in their ear and said, hey, just to play devil's advocate real quick, that whole second wave thing that some are projecting, like, you know, that's going to be like right when you want to start your season. I don't see that working out for you. And it seems like they're doing a lot of busy work right now to ultimately have it go for naught. Like, you're just trying to figure out how you can do something, and it turns out you're likely not going to be able to do it at all. You're just wasting your damn time right now. Start thinking about how you're going to get it back in the spring.
Fesco in the Morning, brought to you by Santa Fe Auto Sound, Kansas City's home for car audio since 1967.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.